Welcome to the Soccer Central Podcast.
What a bad effort. It's a sensational strike by Jordan Henderson. He lights up Friday night with a cracker at Stamford Bridge. Courtois with no chance. Chelsea nil, Liverpool 2.
And Giroud! Oh! He's come up with it. The scorpion touch. Olivier Giroud. When you saw Mkhitaryan do it, you say we'd never see it again. But this is the Premier League. Inspiration, invention.
Eden Hazard. Wonderful ball retention too. Although Coquelin did his best to foul him. Still Hazard. Can he round this off here? Really wonderful. The brilliance of the Belgium.
Antonio Conte's magnificent Chelsea are the Premier League champions. They seal their fifth Premier League title, their sixth Championship of England, with two games to spare.
But let's not dwell in the past, shall we? Hello and welcome to the Soccer Central podcast. I am James Sharman, back for another podcast, maybe just the one. We don't know just yet. I'm joined by the usual idiots here on what would normally be a Monday, Brendan Dunlop and Thomas Dobby.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Summer in full swing. Dunlop and I in our relaxed summer gear. Sharman, looking ready for a Facebook Live later.
You got a dress shirt tucked into jeans. How English of you.
I thought I'd give it a whirl. I don't do it very often.
Facebook or dressing well?
Both. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, although you're wearing a D-Row t-shirt there.
I am. It's a nice t-shirt, actually. Yeah, thanks. I'm not working today. I'm on holiday, so I'm like totally in chill-out mode.
Yeah, you still came in.
Dragged my ass downtown for you guys, yeah.
Thank you very much. Go. And they're both on time, I should mention as well, which I really appreciate.
I was like really struggling.
We should have colluded and stopped for coffee, too, because we realized that we're coming
got
in here
right empty.
Jealous, although it's Tim Hortons, so I'm fine.
Yeah. I want to thank Lance Candy, too, for that little intro there. Didn't know he was doing it. I was prepared to mail it in today. Lance is a professional and would never do such a thing. So we thank you for that. Right. A little reminiscing, a bit of nostalgia for what was a crappy season last year, in fairness. There's some good moments, obviously, right? But overall, it was crappy. Not much drama. We hope to see a lot more drama and intrigue this season. The off-season's been as fascinating, I think, as we've seen in a very long time. And it's still very fluid. So much happening still. Still some obscene transfers set to be finalized between now and the August 31st deadline. So, yes, we'll be doing our preview picks, of course, on sportsnet.ca this week. They mean nothing because there's still a month left of signings.
Yeah.
We always whine about this.
I know. It's so difficult to handicap, right? They don't make it good for the media and they don't make it, you know, proper for these previews that you go and look back and be like, oh, remember that when we did that before Alexis Sanchez was gone to PSG?
Such a producer's opinion.
No, but it's true because you can't really have that defined, you know, look at the teams.
Sure.
Plus, 3 weeks into the season, you know a bit more about the teams and how they've looked so far. So
it would be so cool. Would be like a week before the season starts, right? You have one day when the window opens, right? And you're all like sworn to secrecy, the clubs, you know, sign these clauses, and then have a show at like 4 p.m., right, where the new teams are unveiled. And you have no idea who's come to who at that point. There's no rumors. The media's, you know, Lou Lamorello'd, right? Can't get any access to any kind of insight or speculation. And then, boom, 4 p.m., they roll out the team.
Neymar comes out in a PSG jersey,
exactly.
And we all laugh that this is a joke.
Yeah. That never happened.
A good one, yeah.
That's been the story, hasn't it, though, of the off-season Neymar. And we'll focus on the Premier League, but that really has so many other effects. You know, the dominoes are beginning to cascade. Do dominoes cascade? Just fall?
I think they just fall. I haven't really heard of dominoes cascading.
Cascade is more a water reference, is it not?
Yeah.
If you threw like dominoes down a waterfall, they'd be cascading. Would they not?
That would be a waterfall of dominoes,
I just Googled dominoes cascades and got quite a few responses.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
No such thing. Stupid.
Sounds like a house song, though. It could be a music
like
festival.
Videos of like dominoes cascading. So
what do you find
right.
More galling, though, from the whole Neymar? The money involved or the fact that he says he's doing it for the football and the challenge?
Right. The money involved. I think you expect that answer from him. But the fact that it was his people that rang up PSG in the first place after I think PSG felt that they had been taken advantage of last year, maybe taken for a ride when he was teased and then signed his new deal. And then the word is that this year he was the culprit behind it to get the ball started. And if it wasn't for, you know, the cheeky ways of riding it through Qatar, it wouldn't have been done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the money is galling, but I think the biggest part about it is that you just don't know how far this is going to go, right? You always think like, okay, you get that $100 million signing, and then you get the Pogba, and you just think, but the fact that the largest transfer in history pretty much doubled, that's the scary part, because you think, what the hell is Ronaldo worth? What the hell is Messi worth? And yes, they may be plotting towards the downslope of their career. I don't want to say they're there yet because they're both playing at such a high level still, but like, imagine when one of these players goes in their prime. I mean, this is what you're now paying for a guy who isn't the best player in the world. And imagine when the best player in the world...
He might be very soon, though.
He might be.
He's 25.
He could be. He has the potential to be. And I think, you know, a lot of this has to do with the fact that he wants that personal accolade to be called that and to win the Ballon d'Or.
And that's what really upsets me.
Yeah, no,
it's
very upsetting.
This whole ambition towards personal glory, getting that Ballon d'Or. Luckily, he won't get it at Barcelona if he's playing behind Messi. But at PSG, there's more chance. And Ronaldo's the same way in many ways. Sorry, B. But, you know, that drive to win the Ballon d'Or is greater, perhaps, than winning team honours, which I find just sickening.
Yeah.
But just think, when Neymar's career is done, and who knows how many Champions League and how many Ballon d'Ors he's racked up, we can look back at his genius and say, wow, here's a man who was able to find how to be the biggest individual star in a team sport and figure it out for himself.
Do you think we'll say that? Do you think we'll say that? Right now, thinking that, I think that this is, I don't think this is a cataclysmal mistake or anything, but I do think that it's a mistake, the timing of it. I think going into a World Cup year to go to a new team and try to settle in a new country and to put that pressure and that spotlight on yourself when you were on a team that had every chance to, you know, go back to the Champions League final and still might, and all those kind of things, just I don't think it's a smart move at the time. Is it a huge mistake? We'll see. I don't think it is. I think it'll be somewhere in between. But
huge footballing mistake.
Yeah,
obviously,
absolutely.
From a financial standpoint, branding standpoint, he's only one winner here, right?
And Neymar. Listen, like, I'm not appalled at Neymar for this. I don't think that, you know, you disgusting, greedy pig. I mean, if we were in that situation, who knows how you would act? We'll never know,
ship so
right?
quickly.
For that kind of money. So,
but my frustration, though, is that I think he could have achieved those goals at Barcelona.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought the gap shrunk considerably last year between Neymar and Messi and Ronaldo. He was brilliant last year. In fact, some would say he had a better year than Messi.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that game against PSG in the Champions League, he bossed it. He was the man in charge. Now, I know Messi had all the accolades afterwards, and that iconic picture of him after the match, it's all Messi, but Neymar won that for Barcelona.
Mm.
I thought he was fantastic, and he's 25, Messi's 30, and like you said, who knows when Messi really declines, but he's not quite as dynamic as he was. Another year with Neymar at that level, he could become the man there in many regards. Who knows? And how about winning it at Barcelona? That would mean a lot more, you would think, than at PSG.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to be LeBron. He's going to go and learn how to win on his own at PSG.
He's going to Miami FC, is what you're saying?
Yeah, right. No, I was going to say, suggest, you know, when he's 28, football works in funny ways, right?
He could well move. You're right. But this is so far beyond football, right?
Yeah.
And Declan Hill wrote a great column in his website, declanhill.com, about soft power and how these oil-rich nations who aren't necessarily military mites are finding ways to become players in the world scene by having that power. And by sports is a big way to garner that power.
Huge.
And to throw money at these leagues and these teams. And it's a really good article. And he talks about that's why Qatar, A, can afford it, and why they did it.
Yeah.
Using PSG as their vehicle.
You might see a lot more of this as well in the next 5 years as well, leading to that World Cup, right? I mean, like, this isn't going to slow down. This isn't going to be, and I think that they were a bit of a slap in the face then when Barcelona, you know, canceled the shirt sponsor and didn't want it anymore. And, you know, was this their way of getting it back? And a point I heard as well is just the clause of the 222 million euros or whatever it was, just, they made it such an astronomical one, thinking no one would ever pay it. Like, they might as well have made it double that.
But do
right?
you think Protect that Barca thought, well, it, on the surface, there's no one's going to pay us, but maybe they would.
But maybe they would, and let's put it there, and this is doable. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, it's tough to say when, you know, that was put in that many years ago, if they could have ever thought that that would happen. But what it does with those dominoes cascading, as you say as well, is just like, now the ones like, if Coutinho happens and all these other
Dembele,
Hazard,
and $75
Dembele,
that's
right?
Insane. One season,
but that kind of it makes you just think that we're not even going to bat an eye at the numbers of these when a year ago they would have been the largest ever.
The happiest man right now is Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah,
the pressure's off him suddenly.
Yeah,
bargain Lukaku, $75 million.
Just a paltry $75 million, right? But like I said, this goes beyond football, so you do wonder. Dembele, will he really cost that much to Barcelona? Or will Coutinho really cost $108 million? Really? Because it throws it all out of whack, but that was so beyond football. It was more of a geopolitical thing, as Declan Hill would say.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll find out. But I'll tell you what, if Liverpool get $108 million for Philippe Coutinho, I'll take it.
They have to
really?
Take
You're
it,
okay yeah. with them continuing to sell their best
player like
every
him.
Year?
No, well, listen, that's kind of what it is now. And £108 million for a guy who's wonderful in his day but is quite inconsistent. And listen, and that's an unpopular opinion for Liverpool fans out there, but he can be brilliant for four or five games in the hop, and then he kind of disappears or gets hurt for four or five games.
But yeah. You're still hung on this idea of what $108 million used to be worth, when the reality is a player who has one striking year at the second-place team in the Bundesliga, like Dembele, is now worth $110.
Look at Kylian Mbappe, $150 million or whatever it is, and he's played, what, 19 games? 19 games.
Yeah. And I mean, really, if you think, well, we could get that and sign a bunch of other players. I mean, really, what are you signing? Maybe three mid-level quality players?
It would be, yeah.
At $30 million each for that. So, I mean, you're right. But at the same time, you have to take it because you can spread the assets. And if you're smart about it. And I mean, I think Tottenham had a brilliant offseason doing nothing.
So far. I think
so far.
That might be the most exciting storyline for me. Yeah. The season.
Exciting that they haven't done anything?
Seeing how they can succeed if they succeed.
I am all aboard that bandwagon. I hope they win the title, and I think they can.
Really?
I'm on board now with them. The last 2 years, I didn't believe in them, but the way they played last season, I was fascinated to see what happened. And the fact that they did do nothing and really just sold a player more than they made money this offseason, I think it's fantastic. And I think that if they can be in that title race, I think it's great for the league, and I really hope they do, and that the model can be something that teams can look at and be like, hey, we don't have to spend Man City type of money. I would love to see Tottenham win the title this year.
Here's the thing, though. Is it a footballing philosophy that they're doing, or is it more, you know what, we've got a big, new, expensive stadium. We can actually cut costs here and be competitive.
Or
Arsenal tried it very similar.
Look
way.
At this. Look at the team right now, and we think that we're good enough to be competitive, so why mess with something? Why throw new players in the mix if we don't need to, when we think we can be competitive and build on where we were and have a full healthy season from Kane? Is the squad a bit thin? Sure.
Very.
But if they can stay healthy, I think that they have every chance to be in that title race and win that title, which would be
phenomenal. I think it's a huge season for them. This must be the year because, you know, I know they all signed new contracts last year, but the games... Oh, Steve Nicol, go away. If you look at what they've done this offseason, as in spending zero money, getting those young players signed to long-term contracts last year, it's great, but they're still now underpaid as the game was lost this past summer, right? So next summer comes around. If they don't win this year, you look at maybe a Kane and Ali, some of these great young players might be coerced to go to another club and make triple the money. So this might be their last chance with this philosophy, right? And the last chance with this group. I hope I'm wrong because I'm with you. From an impartial standpoint, I'd love to see them win this year, you know, with this kind of philosophy, not spending money. I do wonder about the depth, though. I mean, listen, Janssen last year was no replacement for Harry Kane.
Yeah.
They still haven't got a replacement for Harry Kane if he gets hurt. And he will get hurt. You know he'll get hurt. Rose is out until September, right? They lost Walker. Trippier's hurt now for a few weeks as well. So
they've got no
wide
there.
Positions, there's issues there, right? So I think they have to spend some money. But even if they spend $20 million, right, which is still obscene, really, it's paltry compared to other clubs.
Yeah,
you can still say that philosophy is intact.
Yeah, $20 million would only get them Thomas Dabi right now. A team like that.
Maybe.
If you,
we'll Aaron see. Back.
I know that
English, though, I'm at a premium, you know?
Yeah. I love English.
Might be 25, yeah.
$10 million back.
I know that I've picked on Spurs, and I've been the biggest doubter in this room for the last couple of years. But if you told me that their biggest acquisition would be a new shirt sponsor, and you'd come in and be as bold as you were with that opinion there, I never would have predicted it. They're going into a new stadium.
I think that might be the biggest obstacle, to be honest. And that's, you know.
They didn't do well at Wembley last year.
I think that might be their biggest obstacle.
But it's their home this year.
I don't think they're comfortable there, though. I don't think they're comfortable there. You talk the scenario that you just put out there, I think you're completely accurate. You've got all these guys that are underpaid and compared to the other big clubs. You'll have vultures swooning. If they have a hot start to the season, that conversation, that distraction starts immediately, starts before Christmas. I think that'll affect the room. Also, you've got Mauricio Pochettino, who has made the most of being able to pull players through the academy. And is that why Levy's been able to sit on his hands and say, oh, well, no, you do it this way. Well, he can just wait a few years. I think that they've missed the boat on their chance to win. I think that it's going to go past them this year, and they're going to fall off the map. You're going to have teams like Inter who fly in for Son and throw him six figures a week. You think he's not going to get his head turned for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great concept they're putting forth, and I hope it works, but there's so many. I mean, it's been proven over and over you have to spend to win, right? That's just simple. I mean, there's the odd anomaly, the Leicesters of the world, but it's just so rare, but you generally have to spend to win, and it's all very well blooding the kids through the academy and getting these kids out there, but to keep doing that year after year, you're expecting a lot.
Maybe, you know, what they're going to do is in the final day of the transfer window, they're just going to throw in 150 and bring Bale back. Might as well.
But is he leaving Real Madrid?
No.
If they get Mbappe, would he
leave? Not this year.
No?
I don't think he's leaving.
Pochettino did say today that they will spend money, so we'll see what that ends up being. But
Bale, I mean, if he's going back to England, it's going to be United, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen this offseason. I just think that a team like Real Madrid doesn't want that. Barcelona didn't want that happening right at this time. I mean, you're so close to the season, and I think that those kind of clubs, they want to get that business done early so that they can figure out, you know, A, where to spend the money, and B, you know, something about tactics on the field and who's going to play where. I think that's so overlooked these days when you're just throwing money at players. Oh, yeah, he'll be there in 2 days. Okay, let's start the season. I mean, it doesn't just come together like that, and that's why City, again, are fascinating to me. I mean, they got most of their business done early, which is a plus for them.
And so much money.
But this is on Pep now too, right? Not to jump around too much, but I mean, you look at the complete opposite from Spurs, where you have a settled squad, a settled manager that players know, you know, exactly what the team's going to look like. And with Man City, you have a whole bunch of different players coming in, guys getting plugged
in. They're all the same. They're all fullbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But just where are they going to play and how are they going to play as a system? And it doesn't just happen. For me, again, as a neutral, I would love to see City struggle, because I don't like the fact that you can just throw $200 million out there in the offseason with a bunch of Band-Aids and fix the problems that you've made before and fix the mistakes you've made before. I mean, you hope that it fails, really, as a neutral.
Don't worry, Dobby. We'll be able to do, if not a podcast, at least a group text chat amongst each other, laughing at City as they struggle, be it in October or in February. Because they're coming into the season with the exact same problem they had last year. They spend all this money in other places. They've doubled up spending the money. Yet they're still going to rely on Vincent Kompany to play 38 games. Yep. He's on a permanent decline. He played 11 matches last year, 14 appearances the year before, 25 the year before that. He's 31. Good luck.
Yeah.
But the window's not closed yet, though, is it? They're going to.
You think they're going to spend big money on a center back now?
Well, they might do. I mean,
I think they believe in John Stones. Of course,
Mangala.
But it's Pep.
Mm-hmm. He's back.
I still have faith in Pep, and he reinvents players, right? And you talk about all these wide players they've signed, these fullbacks who can become wingbacks pretty easily as well, right? I think they're going to be just fine. I really think I'm leaning more and more to them being my favorite this year.
They are the bookies' favorites.
And I mean, Bernardo Silva's a fantastic 43 million. Looking back now at what's been spent, 43 million
bargain
for Bernardo Silva is brilliant. It's just what they need. You know, Kyle Walker, as a great man once said in the previous podcast, he's this kind of player that's so overrated, he's underrated, right? Just because he's English and he's expensive, people rip him. He's a very, very good player, right? You got Danilo, been there, done it at Real Madrid. Mendy was great at Monaco this year.
Yeah, Mendy was the big.
They're good signings, and Gundogan, if he's healthy, it's a big. That could be, you know, that's a new signing essentially. Right?
I was just going to say that.
And Hayes, remember Hayes, this guy scored like 87 goals in 12 games,
full season.
Right,
Gabi Jesus,
and Aguero's still there.
What about your boy Ederson? Is he going to be okay between the pipes?
Because that
has been a massive issue for them, obviously, the last 5 years or so with
He's a good keeper, but just like Dembele, you know, you had 1 year to kind of see him shine. And when the spotlight was its brightest in the Champions League, he was great. So that's where I think that comes from. But that's a lot of pressure. I mean, the hype for him grows as much as the neck tattoo, it seems, up his neck. So
where did Bravo go in the end? not still there, is he?
I think he is.
Using the Google.
I think he is still there.
Wow. I know Willie Caballero left. Joe Hart obviously went to West Ham.
Yeah, Bravo's still there.
He's still there, right?
Yep.
What I looked up last night. And
reliable backup.
Yeah.
Doing my, mediocre research. Bakary Sagna hasn't signed with anyone. And Kolarov went to Roma. I missed those
ones. Sorry?
Kolarov went to Roma.
Yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
And
Zabaleta, West Ham.
Sagna hasn't signed with anyone. Yeah, West Ham did some good business, but I don't understand City. I mean, $50 million for Kyle Walker.
Nice sell-on clause for Sheffield United. Beautiful.
But who knows where?
You got $5 million for that or something?
Like 10%.
How does that work? Hey, when a player 10 years on,
well,
we're still gonna get some money.
Sell-on clause.
We found him.
When you,
we developed him.
When you exactly when you initially.
You were saying earlier that off air that United the Blades are actually up on Villa already.
Oh yeah, 2 points. Yeah. 3 points. Villa's got one.
Did you see how good John Terry looked against Hull? Are you serious? We started the look at the fixture list. Prove yourselves and split the points with a team that's going to go up with you. Fine.
Promotion favorites, and we'll be happy with top half. But we'll see. It's an interesting championship this season.
If only you had a podcast more regularly for a championship corner this year, huh?
Yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Do it once in a while.
It's the only
you mentioned,
JT,
Chelsea have had an interesting offseason.
Yeah.
Would you be at all surprised if Antonio Conte is not there by season's end?
No.
Look at this feeling.
Not at all.
Look at it.
What
sign nearly as
average shelf life.
What's the feeling? Did you look at his history?
Yeah, well, that
the average shelf life of a Chelsea manager is like less than an NFL running back or what?
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a great reference.
I guess it wasn't too much out on a limb to suggest that. But
no.
You
thought we'd make it? No. What are you talking about?
He's a champion. They wouldn't fire a championship winning. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
I mean, I think people are way too down on Chelsea for some reason. I'm still very high on them. They won the title going away. They were the best team. And yes, they didn't spend boatloads of money, but it's because
they spent $125 million.
Yeah, they did. But they also, sold and loaned a bunch of players. And it's just kind of like out with the old. And if people feel like, it's a bit of a replenishing this year or something. It's not quite the same team. And yes, Hazard's injured and maybe his head's getting turned. And that's a big one. And who knows what the hell Costa's future is, but for all intents and purposes, it's not there.
They only replaced. They didn't bolster the team. That's why the doubt.
Yeah,
I just think that they're.
Well, I think Bakayoko is a big improvement on Matic last year because Matic wasn't great last year.
An improvement though, or just a replacement?
An improvement on present form and current form. And
if
listen,
he's
Matic,
healthy,
Matic
when he's healthy
United,
as well.
Don't get me wrong, but Bakayoko was really good for Montreal. That energy, him and Kante in that midfield is going to be crazy.
Did you say Montreal? Did you slip that in there?
Did I say Montreal?
You said he was really good for Montreal. You meant Monaco.
Monaco. Monaco. Did I say Montreal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Wow. They wish.
Good impact player, though. High impact player.
That's what he meant.
And Rudiger, some depth there. Willie Caballero is going to be the difference maker, I think, on the bench there. But Morata,
you say that as a joke, but he's going to get some games.
Yeah, maybe. Morata, I mean, 70 million.
There's a lot of pressure on him, though. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on him to bag those goals, right?
He didn't look too good in preseason.
Just the way they play with that system, you need that top man to be pumping in goals.
And
so Batshuayi is going to press him all the way, I think.
Such a head game, too, for Morata because, he's shown the quality that he has, but he couldn't get in at Real Madrid, just couldn't top Benzema for a long enough run. Even at Juventus, too, here's his open door, but Tevez and Llorente in front of me had a battle through there, still had some great appearances, got the move back to Real Madrid. But I think the mental game in his mind, he just can't do it. That's why
but
you see him miss.
For the Premier League, isn't he?
I think
so.
I think he's going to bag 15 goals.
That really work well in the Premier League. I think it'd be a good signing.
But I don't know if he's going to get enough games.
Oh, I think, Batshuayi will certainly press him. But listen, Batshuayi is hardly the finished product either.
So Costa's out the wind.
He's gone. He's in Brazil.
You
right
really
now
think so?
No pun intended. Out the window.
Yeah.
This window.
No, I disagree. I think that he's
no
still
chance
very much in the fold.
No chance.
Yeah,
there.
I think the squad is too thin.
Will
for as prideful
Costa
as
play a game
is
for Chelsea this season?
Put it on the poll.
That's the question. Charmin says, will Costa play a game for Chelsea this season? You say
there's
no.
There's not a chance.
Dunlop says yes.
Yeah, I think he could be the leading goal scorer. They're leading goal.
He's in Brazil right now. He's not even in the squad. Oh. Hasn't been there all preseason.
Yeah, the season starts this weekend, so
he's kind of guy that'll be keeping in shape in Brazil, right? Probably training with his former club. Probably. Oh yeah, I can see that. Not enjoying himself too much.
Speaking of quote of the day, if there's a team that would want me without the training, it's still possible to play. You know who said that?
Diego Costa.
Dubs, any guess? Showed up on the gram this morning. A hell of a laugh. I had to write it down.
training. Steven Gerrard.
Ronaldinho.
Looked pretty damn good in some futsal matches, I tell you that much.
Yeah. Hasn't got as fat as I thought he would.
No, not yet.
Still looks pretty pretty decent shape.
It's more the Portuguese diet, the double carbs, than the Brazilian diet. Right. They got a lot more greens.
Do they? Yeah, more leafy greens.
Seems to be.
All right. Yeah, I think but depth is going to be the issue for Chelsea, if anything, right? Yeah. And competing all those fronts now, Champions League will be a priority probably. But yeah, it's going to be one to watch. I think they might slip a little bit, but top four still obviously a favorite for that, you would think.
Yeah, I still think they're right there, to be honest. But again, so much can happen in the next 3 weeks with other teams and business and injuries too, right? With Hazard and he's not quite ready to go. We'll see how long that one lasts. It's been actually quite quiet on that one of how long he might be. So.
Maybe there's more to that. Maybe
conspiracy theorists are Dunlop over here.
Knocking at the window.
They might keep him injured, keep him quiet and shrouded in cotton wool for 3 more weeks.
I don't know. Where's he having his treatment? In Dubai?
Conspiracy theorists. And besides, back to Costa, he's waiting for Atletico Madrid, right?
Yeah.
He can't sign anyone right now anyway.
Right.
So he'll just love it in Brazil until January, or when they can re-sign him. There we go.
Or bag 22 goals.
Or that.
Before Christmas, there you go.
There's more chance that Wayne Rooney will bag 22 goals before Christmas.
Are you kidding me? No way. I don't think he
could. Who will score more goals in the Premier League this year, Wayne Rooney or Diego Costa?
What if they both get none?
Which is probably the best.
I actually think Rooney's going to have a good year.
I think it'd be all right, too.
I think
he'd
be fine, yeah.
These are great questions, though. We should be putting them out there. Do we have any, like, can we create a hashtag, like, one-off footy show?
Yeah. All 11,
or one-off, 11 what do we call the Soccer Central podcast?
Well, 10 now, because I think Andrea's in on a honeymoon right now.
What?
So,
Erica. Erica or Andrea. One of them's on their honeymoon.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
One of our all-time loyal listeners.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Erica and Andrea,
I thought you were naming people that work in our social media department.
No, Andrea or Erica. I forget which one now. Got married. Or is getting married.
Congratulations.
And won't be around to listen to our podcast. Mm. I wouldn't think.
You got a tweet about this? Is that what happened? Yeah.
Yeah.
But is Kelly working or is she on holidays?
Well, we'll find out. Kelly, if you're listening, let us know.
Kelly's raring to go on this podcast. She already.
Talk about Chelsea's thin squad. How about our thin listenership?
Dr. J.
We met Dr. J at the footy talks.
Yeah. Evan Pritchard, I'm sure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Evan, he was a tweeting.
He's big into it. Yeah. A few different people like my tweet about us doing a pod, so
yeah,
we'll see.
You say a few? How many? Honest.
Three, right?
Stephen Darby,
no,
Adrian
Darby,
six.
Yeah,
Carolyn Cameron. Who else?
No.
Yeah, people can't monetize podcasts.
Jack Mather, Scotty Burnsome. He's been around forever. He's great.
Yep.
Mike Purden.
Nadia.
Justin Bird, of course. He wants some hockey references, though.
I've given a Lamorello reference already.
Tiger Sammy wants a weekly Blades review on the pod this season. No excuses, because I have the iFollow now.
His hole's down there. That's
I know that we don't have...
Brother. He's actually not a Hull fan.
Is his brother is a Hull fan then?
I don't know.
I'm confused with people now.
He's a Rotherham fan, though.
Is he Rotherham?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I know that we walk in here with like no plan, and that's what makes us different, but the fact that we're naming off our 17 listeners, we've hit a new low. Honestly, this is some pretty sad...
No one else now, is it?
Well, you wanted questions for what we just saw. Over under Granite Xhaka, game and a half before
I think all
red card.
I wanted was like a hashtag so we could have this somewhat organized, because clearly we missed the interaction that we used to have back in the day when we used to do those live chats and have any sort of...
Okay, well, send us your questions. And when we next do a podcast for the Christmas quiz,
right.
we'll get to them. Because we're not going to do this weekly, people. So
we'll be perfect. Christmas time, we'll discuss Costa's 22 goals.
Exactly. Costa's 22 goals. Jack has 10 red cards. And
Rooney's 0 goals.
Yeah.
To quote your good friend and torturer, Sid Sixero, we have the mics. We have the power. We control the questions. Okay. We ask the questions to start the interaction, not the other way around.
Right. When is Sid doing his Premier League preview on the show anyway?
I don't know. That's
he's too busy
question.
Training with Diego Costa in Brazil.
No show. There's no show this week for Rogers Cup, so there's no Premier League preview on Tim and Sid, unfortunately.
Convenient. Very convenient.
Here's another question. Who do you think is eating more this week, Diego Costa or Sid Sixero?
Oh, Sid. Sid.
No doubt.
A lot of saturated fats.
All right, Sharm, you're driving the bus. Where are we going next?
Oh, yes. Well, mention really, about place. United, all right? So United have had a very good window so far. Right, just losing Rooney, number one, was a pretty good one. Getting Matic from their rival, right? They do need a Matic type. I know, as I mentioned, he wasn't great last year, but Mourinho obviously loves a guy. It's a nice signing. Lindelof from Benfica.
He's looked pretty rough yesterday.
He's a good player, but
he's pretty rough yesterday in the Super Cup.
Yeah. They're not so Super Cup.
Hey, Real Madrid already won a trophy. Arsenal fans, on my timeline, were going nuts about their trophy win the other day.
The season's a success so far.
Oh, Arsenal was... Okay, now they can go for the quadruple, the community shield. Save me that crap. Who cares?
What's bigger for you, the community shield or the UEFA Super Cup?
Definitely the UEFA Super Cup. That's bigger.
You're a heathen.
That's bigger than the community shield?
Yes.
Because you found a new travel destination, you want to go to Skopje, Macedonia, wherever that was yesterday?
I thought that was in Norway the whole time.
So did I. I'm like, that's why KJ was there.
Like, oh, Macedonia. I thought the same thing. KJ's in Norway. I'm like, oh, he's big on the Super Cup. Yeah, he's going.
It's definitely not how I pronounced it. I was being a jerk.
I thought it was like Norwegian. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Macedonia. It's strange.
I could have sworn Bob Bradley coached there. That's what I thought.
I have no rhyme or reason why. I just feel like the Super Cup at least is... a European match between, you know.
I couldn't give a flying about either one.
No, they're both terrible.
Anymore, and it's really sad because...
I watched both of them, sadly, though, because I'm just raring to go, and I'm on holidays, and I had nothing better to do, so...
Right.
Hold on. Charmin's explaining about how he's fallen out of love with football. Go, continue.
No, I don't accept it. That's obvious. I don't need to explain it.
Yes. This odd jaded Charmin. This is new. I haven't seen this for the last 12 years.
Let me just describe for the listeners here, and for Lance, who can't see... He broke eye contact with us. His shoulders sank a little bit, and he said, "There was a time." That was the start
there
of
was
your
a time sentence. When I cared about the charity shield.
Ah, okay.
But I've gone over that old chestnut many times over the years, so I shan't do it again.
But
put on the poll: Is Charmin not a fan? Is Charmin a fan of charity? Yes or no?
But the real season starts today with the great long history of the Carabao Cup.
The Carabao Cup.
Actually, it started yesterday. That's the new league cup. Is the Carabao Cup?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
The Carabao?
Carabao. Spell that for me. Carabao. Do you know what that is?
Please tell us.
Carabao. No.
You guys didn't look this up?
No.
It's an energy drink.
Oh, of course it is.
Villa play at Colchester this afternoon, punters.
Yes.
You know, streaming that on iFollow?
I actually have just the radio
for the League Cup games. No TV, but I'll be listening to Sheffield United home to Walsall later today.
I have a subscription to... that one channel with four letters that's based in South Florida, and I believe that's part of their package, if I'm
BN?
Mistaken.
BN, is that what you're going for?
TRTV?
Yeah. I actually think the Villa game might be on there later today.
That's what I mean.
They're not showing many championship games at all. I've already kind of been looking, but they're showing so much France and Spain that like there's way less than I thought. So for those lower league fans out there who don't know, I'll quickly just say this.
Oh, God, please stop.
You can subscribe to iFollow. It's $190 for the season, and you get 90% of the games live streamed. The ones that are on TV in England, you can just get on the radio. But it's worth it if you're going to watch 30 games.
That's the EFL package?
Yes.
The league championship.
I know, because they're up for grabs this year, and there's just apparently no appetite anywhere.
Mm.
It's a shame, because it's a compelling league.
Yeah. All right, sorry, that was my tangent.
Sorry, United. Oh, yeah, they also signed that Lukaku guy.
Yeah.
I think it's a great signing. What do you think about this? Because I'm hearing like so many polarizing opinions on him. I think it's a really, really solid signing.
I'm high on the signing too.
He's going to score a ton of goals.
Absolutely. You know what you're getting. Proven goal scorer. And it's not like he's old, right? That's what you always forget about Lukaku is how young he is. And yes, he's been around forever. But I mean, a proven goal scorer at this level, that's what it costs.
Yeah.
Not 20. Look at the 20 goals. That's what it costs you. I mean, I'm fine with it. I was fine with the money because I think he's one of the top goal scorers in the Premier League year in, year out. It's proven. That's what he does.
Yep.
I created a hashtag. What apparently I do now. Yeah. PL on SN.
PL on SN. Yeah. It's like the old days when you'd be in charge of that kind of stuff.
Well, feel free to take this because there's no organization. Take this to just when you're tweeting your opinions during matches on the Match Day show and use that.
Hashtag PL on SN.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, our 11 listeners, who will be the 11
all 11
tweeters anyway, now know. And then at Christmas time, when we reconvene, we'll use it. We get like 14 tweets between August the 9th and December the 15th.
People forget.
I tweeted one question, which was, will Rooney or Costa score more? I don't know if will you get Thomas Dobby's lower league subscription thanks to his advertisement? Yes, no. I don't know if that's a good second question.
The trouble is, people are reading this now, having not obviously heard the podcast.
Well,
you're an idiot. No, Costa or Rooney? Where's the context?
They're going to go to your timeline and
you think,
like,
I don't know? People already think I'm an idiot? I'm comfortable with myself. When I wake up in the morning, I know what I'm walking into.
You'd be the best idiot you can be. You look in the mirror, don't you? You'd be the best idiot you can be.
Hold on. We had another great question, though. It was the reason for this brilliant idea I had that's so original to put Twitter polls up. There was that one. And what was the other one?
Costa, Rooney, you put, yeah.
Yeah.
And
there was it around the same conversation. We must have been talking about Chelsea.
Morata, was it?
No.
Conte. Will Conte last the season?
I don't think he will, but I'll put that up. Okay, continue. We talked about United at all?
Oh, we just did. We did?
When did we do that?
Like, last 2 minutes.
Where do you think they finish?
All you spoke about was Lindelof.
Where do you think they finish?
Here we go.
I think it could be top two.
Top
really?
Two?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, what Lukaku allows is for that dude... Pogba to push forward more, right?
Big season.
And Pogba's had a huge season this year. I really think he is. Matic will do his defensive duties. He'll be more dynamic, which is what they signed him for to begin with. If they can get another wide player, Perisic would be fantastic. He's just cut out for the Premier League. I'd love to see that. Or Bale, obviously, but Mourinho says that we can't get him now. He's not leaving, but...
I think that means they're more in than ever.
Maybe it does.
I think that's, oh, it's over. We're not
getting someone.
It
Perisic or Bale will be at United, if not to start the season, then at some point in August.
To start September.
It's interesting because it's the same three as last season that everyone was picking amongst those three. It was Man City, Chelsea, Man United. Those were the big three, and that's who everyone was talking about. And obviously
you picked Spurs to win this year. So
I did.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Arsenal, just because I want them to.
Only competing on one front because they won't care about the Europa League. They've brought in Lacazette. Again, you're buying goals there. I think it's a decent signing. It's not... I'm not going to swoon over that signing.
I think he's
going
to underwhelm
signing.
A bit this season, you think to be honest. Yeah.
Lacazette?
Yeah.
Is it because of the fact that he seems to have no confidence in himself? Yeah. He's already commenting on feeling the pressure.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a bit of a letdown for them, to be honest, because I think that, we finally got our striker. Okay, coming from France, he doesn't... overwhelm
you. French never work for Arsenal.
He doesn't overwhelm me.
They never work.
Well, it's funny that he's going to...
They might have a better one that they don't want to play.
Giroud?
I think he's gotten a really hard time of it for no reason.
I agree.
He scored goals when he should, and I think that Arsenal fans might be... I think he might beat Lacazette back out for that job.
Well, bear in mind, they're playing a different formation now, right?
Yeah.
Three at the back. Yeah. So maybe there's room for both of them. Who knows what happens to Sanchez? He's out for a couple of weeks. Conveniently enough.
Lacazette is behind.
That's a good question. Will Sanchez be there after the transfer window?
It seems like he will be, but everything could change.
Every day
that,
it's different. Exactly.
He wants out, but Arsenal is so stubborn.
Yeah. And they're going to lose him for nothing after next season. So, but apparently Wenger has talked to the board, and the board says, we're okay with that. Keep him for this year. We don't need the money, and we can lose him.
But there's a few players there on the last years of their deals, right? Now, is that a good or a bad thing? Are these guys going to try and prove to other clubs that they're worth it? Or, on the contrary, are they not, is the heart not in the fight?
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting. And, if they just focus on the Premier League, they could, do quite well.
They're
not going to win it. I'm not being silly, but top four, I think, is certainly in the conversation.
It's in the conversation again, for sure. Can you believe after everything that went down with Wenger that he's back? Like, can you believe that?
It's crazy.
How many times last year, how many times have we done a podcast where okay, that's it, right? He's gone now after that game at West Brom and just that circus. Like, it's really hard to believe.
He's the most stubborn man on the planet.
Teflon Don. Teflon Arson. Hey?
He's got to feel it, though, don't you think? Say it's Teflon, he's got to take a few.
I mean, look at the turnaround. They go and win the FA Cup, and now they win the Community Shield. I mean, everything is right in Arsenal.
Arsenal fans aren't actually whining that badly right now, and they should be because they're still not spending much money.
They will be
soon. They still whine. I did the highlights for the Community Shield on Sunday. Instantly get a tweet from Devang Desai. Watching this with the sound down, but it looks like you were chirping Arsenal.
Yeah.
Easy.
One-eyed fans.
I was chirping Ben Ennis next to me. I wasn't chirping Arsenal. They always think
Ben's
we're on
a big
them.
Spurs fan, so that's probably why.
Is he?
Yeah.
Will Alexis Sanchez be an Arsenal player?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What do you think? Will he be?
I don't think so.
No, you think he's leaving?
I don't think so. Yeah, my gut says that he's going to be gone by the end of this transfer window just because I feel like...
What's he worth then?
Good 100 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they better start...
He's worth it.
Signing some players as well.
Yes, they should. That's why it's just
he's
so
worth it. But at some point, he's on the cusp of a major breakdown. Is he not? He's played so much football the last few years.
Guys, it plays, just seems like he can go Cups, forever,
absolutely,
though.
Yeah. And Americas.
It just seems like he can just go forever.
But
I mean, he's
no
got
one can go forever.
Incredible engine.
No one can go forever.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably a David Seaman reference.
Probably nobody can go
apart
forever.
Apart from David Seaman in the trilogy.
Oh man, Energizer Bunny runs out.
I just think I don't know.
How's your hashtag going,
I
Hunter?
Was just going to say, I'm such a dummy. I've got three polls up now, but I only used the hashtag for one.
You're such an idiot.
Loser.
How many hashtags will Dunlop blow this
exactly
season?
That. Yeah. Another Seaman reference
this
there.
This is a good hashtag.
Hashtags will Dunlop Trinity. Blow.
Are you happy that we're only doing one podcast until
so,
at least Christmas?
So happy. And you know who's happier about that?
Lance.
Yeah.
Way happier.
Has to listen to us. I'm just on Twitter and looking at Dunlop's polls here.
How many dozens of responses so far?
Oh, my
that
God.
One vote.
27 votes on the Costa Rooney.
27?
52% say Costa so far.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, but are these idiots?
Robbie Sevens, you're thinking he stays in the league, huh? Bold. You're right. I should wait until the pot is done.
Some would say bold. Others would say maniacally stupid. He's not playing in the Premier League this year. Like, why?
I can't wait till he plays for Chelsea this year.
Wait till he wins the Golden Boot.
Well, you know, you say that, but we won't be seeing each other until Christmas.
No, that's true.
So you got a long way to think about what you can say.
We'll do
me.
A quiz, though, at Christmas,
you don't think
right?
He's playing in the Prem, do you, this year?
No, I don't.
No.
Costa?
No. No. We'll do a quiz at Christmas?
I'd like to. We didn't do one.
Right.
We didn't do one
we'll
last
do a recap
year.
Of the first 4 months of the season, and then we'll do a quiz.
That sounds I want to take on those pitch side.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last year we thought about doing that? Reach out and Mikalekalekalekalekalekalekalekalekas.
Yeah. Kick their ass.
I don't understand why you're acting like me here. The Greeks love you. Get his name right. Mikalekos.
I didn't I?
I did.
I wasn't taking the piss.
Right, I probably got it wrong.
The Greeks
have we
do done, love
are we
going
to do like proper top four predictions?
Well,
because you made reference
the big
to the...
four plus Liverpool now. What do you think Liverpool, with or without Coutinho, where do you put their chances in maintaining a top four spot this season? Maybe a long run in the Champions League. Love the Salah signing. If they sell Coutinho, which looks likely at this point, they have to get Van Dijk, which they need so badly.
Like what? For like replacement.
Yeah, exactly. But Salah's a like for like replacement for Coutinho in many ways, right?
Yeah.
And Mane healthy, of course. But I'm just, this Van Dijk thing I find interesting because why are no other clubs being mentioned for this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, Chelsea's been mentioned a little bit the last couple of days, but this is a very, very good centre half. Why is it only Liverpool sniffing around? Wouldn't he look great in an Arsenal shirt, for example?
Yes. He would look good for Arsenal. He would look good for...
City.
He would look good for Liverpool. Any of those three could use him. I mean, it is very odd that only Liverpool seem to be lurking, but they need a center back so desperately. I mean, they cannot go into the season with what they've got, right?
I think that's the most traveled road in all of England. From Southampton to Liverpool.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason that's getting all the attention. But I agree with you. I think that they have to sign a center back before the window closes. I think losing Coutinho, I know a lot of people look at the record when Coutinho's been injured, and there's not that much difference. The swing is actually quite minimal. It feels a lot bigger. But I think that they're not as good a team without him. Although I think, you know, Salah is a more like-for-like than they would have expected.
The issue is, though, I think if he leaves, they're also missing Lallana for the first 3 months of the season, mm-hmm. right? So there's a real couple of very creative playmakers you're missing out on. So obviously it's a loss losing Coutinho. Of course it is, right? But
just get who knows,
if you get 108
games.
Million from, you can spend and get some very good players, right? So we'll see what happens there. So they're kind of like the top five, six teams around there. Everton is the next team to talk about.
Yeah, they're fascinating,
They've had a really, really good window. I mean, we joke about Rooney. I think Rooney will have a pretty good year there. I agree with you. Davy Klaassen from Ajax is a nice signing. Jordan Pickford.
Pickford, yeah.
Clever signing. Not cheap. Record goalkeeping, British goalkeeper price, 30 million quid for it.
Yeah. I think third all time after Ederson and maybe even Bravo, to be honest.
Got to have the growing neck tattoo, though.
Would have been GG. Yeah. Only Britain, or are you talking about overall?
No, overall.
Gigi Buffon, I think, was over 30.
Yeah.
From Parma to Juve, I think.
It's just Everton's fascinating for me because, like, they couldn't have had a much better window. You wouldn't have expected they'd spend that kind of money and show all this ambition. Then you look and, like, no one's picking them for the top four.
Well, no.
Which is the
ambition.
They're
not going to make the top four.
And even then, it's like, so, like, sixth or seventh? I mean, they're still just on that outside. So it's like, so what they've improved from, like, a surefire eighth or seventh to now seventh or sixth. I mean, it's just so hard to crack that. And listen, like, is that, does that mean you don't go show that ambition? No, but I'm just, it's so tough for them to kind of get into that mix right now, it seems like. But I think they're going to, I think they'll have a very good season. I think they could challenge for that top four.
On paper, though, they went from a team that was led by a Golden Boot candidate, and that player's gone.
Yeah.
So no, simple as that.
No, for all their signings, you know, they lost their most important player for sure. I think Sandro's a bit of an under the radar one that he could score some goals for them, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that's, you're right. They did lose a proven 20 goal scorer that it's going to be hard to replace.
You know, we don't get offers to write for the website, so I think it'll only be fair if Dobby and I get to do our actual predictions now. Top four.
Oh, I did mine for the website.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm speaking of myself. Okay.
You didn't? Okay.
Nope. No, I didn't. United, of course not. What, are you serious? United, I got them winning. City, Chelsea, and Arsenal.
You got United winning.
Right. I do have United winning. Wow. Yeah. Second season. That's what Mourinho does.
And then City, Arsenal, Chelsea? Is that what you said?
Correct. City, Chelsea, Arsenal.
United, City, Chelsea, Arsenal.
It's tough to argue too much there. I mean, I haven't actually, I'm writing my preview pick because I was invited to later today.
Yeah, I already did mine because I was invited to.
I think Spurs will be in the top four.
I took Spurs to win the title.
Yeah.
And mainly because I just want to.
Stupid. Right.
Yeah, it might be stupid, but I think Chelsea, I took Chelsea to finish second. It was between Spurs and Chelsea. I think and hope that Man City might be a bit of a letdown. I have them for third. Hey, listen, if City win the title, would I be surprised? Absolutely not. But
so United and City round out your top four?
City and then United fourth, correct.
Right, so
yeah.
Liverpool.
Arsenal, Liverpool missing out.
Wow. Yeah, the work of mine. Who is the one team that outside those six or seven teams, you mentioned six or seven teams so far, including Everton.
Including Everton, seven.
Seven, right. Yeah. Who out of the rest has that chance to surprise and maybe be that team that gets into a Europa League automatic spot, maybe around Christmas time, top four?
West Ham?
Yeah. That's what I thought. What a good window they had.
Great window.
Yeah, I think
Chicharito, 16 million.
Amazing.
After what we've seen this summer, that might be the steal of the entire summer.
And did you see the photo? All that's changed is the top. He looks like he hasn't aged since he showed up in England.
I think Southampton might have a very good season.
Even lose Van Dijk?
Again.
Yeah. New manager again?
Yeah.
Pellegrino?
Yeah. They keep finding a way, and I like some of the, they've made some shrewd little signings, just players under the radar that, I like their chances of being in the top half again, and maybe, you know, early on in the season making some surprise.
They just signed Mario Lemina from Juventus for 18 million. Yeah.
Big signing.
Yeah. Yeah, and Pellegrino record, might be the new Pellegrini.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe.
How many times will we mess that up this season?
Yeah, I know.
A lot.
That's Pellegrino.
What about Evans dismissing Leicester? I think they've had a pretty good window as well.
They have.
Yeah, Nacho's a nice signing.
Yeah. Tough for him though to go from City, where obviously it's tough to get in the side. But Okazaki, Vardy, Slimani.
I can't believe Mahrez is still there.
He's on his way out. Get rid of that freaking.
I think they should as well.
I just can't, like, from the time they won the title to now. I mean, it's been 15 months.
If he even gave half a crap last season, he could have picked his club this season.
Yeah,
he just didn't care last year, and so many big clubs saw that. He's not the guy you want in the trenches. Far from it.
Yeah.
You can't rely on him.
Yeah.
We have to get going here, boys. Very quickly, any of the new boys going to surprise this year? Newcastle, I think, will survive. Huddersfield, I really want to see this team play. Haven't seen them play.
Yeah.
Just read a lot about them. But it's going to be tough for them. And Brighton, too, who were so good last year. It's going to be a battle, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Brighton could surprise. I think that they'll be a team that you want to keep your eye on, I think, and that starts with this weekend. They host Man City in the late kickoff on Saturday. I think they're going to be right up for that, obviously, with their first ever Premier League match. But this is a team that, you know, was without a stadium not that long ago. This is a team that, you know, was on the cusp of being relegated from the Football League about 20 years ago. I mean, this is an incredible story, right? It's one of those that you just think, like, they never, ever would have dreamed of being in the Premier League playing against these teams. And I think that Huddersfield and Brighton, both of them, you want to see them do well, and they're amazing stories, and just enjoy it. And early on in the season, especially, it's, you know, when the shine is still there and the kind of, it hasn't really sunk in yet for them. It's going to be really fun to watch when they play at home, especially.
Bournemouth, Brighton and Burnley, three tiny little clubs that are playing above themselves. Bournemouth, by the way, really good window as well.
Yeah.
Ake definitely gets there full time. Defoe arrives.
Begovic.
Begovic, that's huge.
Yeah. Very, very good signing.
I like what Bournemouth did. Yep, so who was your three to go down?
Oh, I haven't got that far yet. I know. You'll see in my preview piece in sportsnet.ca.
Yeah, I can't remember the picks that I was asked to write. I don't remember what I did.
Brighton, Huddersfield, and West Brom.
Brighton, Huddersfield, and West Brom. Yeah. Not with Gary Megson there. No chance. Megson's back.
Megson, right?
That's amazing. Megson and Pulis. I mean, that is a team that I want to watch play every Saturday now.
The dynamic duo.
Like Neymar and the brand and PSG, you know, Megson and Pulis. That to me will sell tickets just by having those guys on the sidelines.
I don't know.
Swansea are going to be in trouble this season, especially if they sell Sigurdsson.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, listen, we had to go. Lance is bubbling with fury because we're going late here right now. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll return at some point. We're thinking maybe around the transfer deadline. We'll have to see. You know, we can't commit. No one can commit to us.
So I won't get the email, so it's okay.
No, you won't probably.
We'll text you.
Yeah. Anyway, that was that. Enjoy the season. We're starting our coverage of Sportsnet this Saturday with the early game, Liverpool against Watford. And then it's followed by Wayne Rooney's debut at Goodison Park against Stoke.
So you're up at, what, 4 a.m. on Saturday, Sharm?
It's an early one.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're in here. What's your call time, 5:30?
It must be, I guess. Oof. It's a 7 a.m. kickoff, right?
7:30 kickoff.
7:30, sorry, kickoff.
7 a.m. your program starts.
We're up at 7. So, yeah. We're up at 7, so I'll be here about 5:30.
Wow. Yeah. I'll just be going to bed.
Oh, yeah. Guess coming back from here, right? From your Friday night shift or from partying at a rubber shirt party.
The rubber shirt parties are long gone.
Old man. We're getting old, yeah.
All right, that was that. Lance Candy behind the glass, thank you so much and for being so patient with us. But for your benefit, you won't see us too much this season. Anyway, cheers for listening.